Everybody, you're on Voices from the Frontlines. Your host, Eric Mann. I'm in studio with Channing Martinez, the producer of Voices. Channing and I went to New Orleans to Dillard University. A lot of you heard it last week, a lot of my remarks at the Historically Black Colleges and Universities Climate Justice Conference. One of the things about Voices you have to understand is that we don't discuss things, we do it. So I commented in Paris because we were at the United Nations conference in Paris. I commented or did commentaries from Mississippi on the 50th anniversary of Freedom Summer because I had been in Harlem during Freedom Summer, and I went down and met with my fellow, although my leader, civil rights organizer. So Voices goes places, and then we try to tell you what we did. So the fight to protect historically black colleges and universities is still a critical struggle. We're going to play the last 10 or 12 minutes of my comments that I just came back from delivering.
The New Orleans Teachers Union, which I learned from Jacques Morial, was the heart and soul of political resistance in New Orleans. That it wasn't simply black teachers getting a job. Apparently, any cause that was going on in New Orleans, the teachers' union would fight for it. So they broke the back of the black teachers. Why? Not just for privatization, to destroy black political power. Okay? So we got to rebuild what Stokely taught me. We got to rebuild black political power. Right? So it was 10 years later. And I wanted to write an introduction to Katrina's legacy, but instead I wrote a whole new book. So now it's two books. You know, me and Bob, you know, we like biting books. You know, I mean, every time I see Bob, yeah, I got a new book coming out. That's what we do. Now I want you to listen to the title of this. First of all, it's just called Katrina's Legacy. Right? So that's simple. You got that, Katrina's Legacy 1 and 2. This is called Katrina's Legacy, The Black Nation, The Black Latino Alliance, Indigenous Peoples Movements, The Third Reconstruction, The Nations of Africa, Asia, and Latin America, Third World Women, and the People of the World Confront the U.S. Imperialist White Settler State and its Genocidal Climate Crimes. You can judge a book by its cover. If you just study the cover, I'll tell you, that spoiler alert, I just gave you the book. But I would be very interested in teaching modules at historically black colleges and universities where we'd first use Katrina's Legacy as a historical text, and then we'd read my other book called Playbook for Progressives, 16 Qualities of the Successful Organizer, in which I quote Fannie Lou Hamer, in which I quote Malcolm X, I quote all the great organizers in history who were my teachers. And the reason I want to do it at HBCUs, if I would be welcome, is because you have to go from knowledge and criticism to grasping the organizing process. Like, we want to make the fifth HBCU Climate Justice Conference the biggest thing. I'm so excited about it already. And I said this last night with Beverly and Bob, that we are going to raise more money next year, okay? I'm going to play a role, the Strategy Center is going to play a role, and we're going to get the movement to support this conference, because this is a critical conference, and you are doing both Chairman Mao and God's work, if I may integrate two concepts, and Malcolm's work. Now, I want to end with my latest vision. It's called Strategy and Soul. It comes from the Labor Community Strategies, and I teach strategy. And, of course, I do think I got a lot of soul. But also, we formed the Fight for the Soul of the Cities, which is our new political organization, LA, because we wanted to go back to having a more comprehensive political vision. It's based on the Communist Party of the 1930s. You need to know the communist black tradition. Did you know, do you know who Paul Robeson is? No, I know. I mean, do you know that Superman really did exist? His name was Paul Robeson. I mean it in every way that it's beyond comprehension. An all-American football player, a Phi Beta Kappa, Columbia Law, the greatest baritone singer in the world, a man who could go into a country and learn their language in 2 weeks. He spoke 30 languages. You tell him any country in the world, he would immerse himself and sing the same song in Latvian, in Russian. And yes, when he went to the Soviet Union, they treated him like a human being. And he came back pro-Soviet. W.E.B. Du Bois, do you know that he was a communist? Do you know that? Do you know that he left the United States so fed up that he went to Ghana and did not want to live in the United States? He died as a communist in Ghana on the day of the March on Washington. Of all ironies, the person who had to announce it was Roy Wilkins. That was pretty funny. But my point is, did you know that Richard Wright was a communist? Did you know, what I'm getting to is, did you know that Nina Simone was close to the Communist Party? Lorraine Hansberry. Did you know that Malcolm was interested in communism? That Martin Luther King, when they said he was a communist, he was, in the broad sense of the word. Read his speech on Vietnam. Read it carefully. His solidarity with the people of Vietnam, it's one of the greatest heart-rending. I read it all the time. It is one of my gospels. He talks about the cowardice in his own soul that made him late to the game. Tremendously introspective man, by the way, Dr. King. So we're going to end with this. We have gotten 3 adjacent storefronts at the corner of King and Crenshaw. And while we are a multiracial organization, let's be clear, we're fundamentally a black liberation organization at our core. And did you know that there were 750,000 black people in South LA, and now there's 350,000? The issue of black dispersal, the system, they're still black people. But it's another form of breaking the back of any possible black resistance. So this is our vision. And all it is right now, and Channing Martinez, you got to meet him. He's really a wonderful e-organizer, an organizer. He and I stay up very late working. So this is his, he and I designed this. And it's going to look like this, by the way. We're meeting with a sign maker when I go back. Strategy and Soul, Civil Rights, People's Art, Revolutionary Books, we're going to have a bookstore, Climate Justice, Community Health, and Transformative Organizing. And this is also, besides the Communist Party model, it's the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party model. Because each time, why did they call it a party? Why did they call it the Black Panther Party? The Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party. Because you need something. You don't need a party that's going to, very frankly, run for elections too much. That's not my favorite kind of third party. You need a third force in U.S. society, a third force. And the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, we sang. Not they, we sang. We danced. They had the freedom schools. They kept evolving institutions. And that's what we need. We don't need, oh, I'm doing health work. Oh, I do climate. That's funny. I'm doing immigrant work. I'm doing women's work. It ain't going to work like that because it's just one system. We've got to be doing system work, of which, of course, we can specialize. We need specialists. The young people doing that science, I'm sorry, warm my heart. I love that specificity. I like facts. We want young black students to get the facts right and to be very scientific and very precise. I was very impressed by all their teachers. But we want them to situate it in a political context so they can say, I'm part of the movement. You know? When I was debating Saul Alinsky's people in Chicago, because they get very pragmatic, you know, they argue that life is about the smallest possible denominator. No, it's not. As the brother was saying, you come out of the evangelical tradition. The reason religion's so appealing is because it's talking about the world, and it's talking about sacrifice, it's talking about the purpose of life. any good social movement is talking about the purpose of life, not just to get a thing. So, what's my point? That transformative organizing is trying to teach you that we're organizing primarily around a vision. And I want to go back into South LA and frankly play a role in saving South LA and rebuilding, bringing new money in. Yeah, money. New programs in. I was talking to Peyton, and he's doing some wonderful work with high school students, and we're having a whole conversation about literacy. I'm very interested in trying to address the issue of black literacy, because guess what? Black children can and will read if you believe they will, but I also want to learn the methodology of it. I need to learn better. How do you teach reading? I plan to teach little groups of 2 and 3 and 4 7-year-old children, so I want to relearn how do you teach reading. I'm very interested in the issue of obesity. This is insane. It's not okay, the health problems of our communities. So we want to have one place where there's a bookstore and we can celebrate the 25th anniversary of Dumping and Dixie, which is of all your many books, Bob, that is my favorite. And I think that is the archetypal book about environmental justice for me, that really told it like it is. So thank you so much for letting me be here. It's a true honor. Later on, I'll sing for you, but I want to make sure we have time for questions and answers. And during the book signing, it would mean a lot if you would get copies of these books.
Didn't catch on, that was a very historic event that just happened. That will be remembered by me, at least, for the next 20 years, hopefully by a lot of the students who attended many of the historically black colleges and universities for the next at least 20 years, right? I think that is right. They were breaking the back of black people and their communities, much of the same way that they're doing here in Los Angeles with the 1033 program, right? Much of the same way they're doing here in Los Angeles with the building of a rail system and gentrifying black neighborhoods, right? And continuously, even for the last 20 years, trying to break up Limerick Park, which is one of the last centers of black art in Los Angeles. And in many ways, they're in the same way that Israel is not simply trying to exist, for example, they're trying to kill off the Palestinians, right? Here in the United States, they're not simply trying to move black people out of their communities. They're really trying to kill off black people in this country, and they have been for the last 50 years, last 400 years. So that's some of the thoughts that I came away from the conference with.